wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation. Rolling.
Hold it now.
Rolling, you're not on the set of CNN this morning?
Nah, Doc. I was attending last night's NABJ Hall of Fame Awards, which was phenomenal. And also, I have to take my TV One show today. So, no, they're in Florida, so I have to be here in Washington, D.C. At time, I forgot, one of the other folks that we honored, he died several years ago, was Wallace Terry, the first black reporter, correspondent for Time Magazine.
The great Wallace Terry.
Yeah, his wife accepted the award. Phenomenal, phenomenal story. And, in fact, his memoir will be released next year. So, got to give him a shout out. But yeah, Gwen Ifill, they all said hello. Jonathan Rogers, you name it, Pat Harvey. They were all just ecstatic.
Pat Harvey.
Yes. Oh,
my girl.
Oh, yeah. Missed 19 Emmys. 19 Emmys.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. So, folks, Tom, this story caught me the other last week. Of course, all this traveling I do. And Sybil, the story we're discussing does not apply to Jay and Tom. Because,
okay.
You and I fly commercial.
Oh, whoa, bro.
So this
on,
really
man.
Affects me. This really affects me and you, Sybil. Me and you, Sybil, and everybody else out there. The Department the Department of Transportation, you know Jay Fly Hot Sauce Airlines. Look, the Department of Transportation, they have put in these new rules where airlines must be totally transparent. So no more, hey, get a flight for $79, and then once you go through all the fees, that'll be $490. Mm-hmm. And so some of the airlines are really upset by this. And so Kevin Mitchell, he is the chairman of the Business Travel Coalition. He joins us this morning. And Kevin says this is great because people are finally getting the truth because they're tired of seeing all of these fees for bags and swiping this and swiping that. Hey, Kevin, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you make of these new Department of Transportation rules saying, look, travelers are sick and tired of being hit with shocking fees. They need to be more open and show this is what all this stuff costs.
I think that, you know, the DOT has done a terrific job in putting forth some consumer protections, bearing in mind that there have really been no rules put into place for 10 or 15 years. And at the same time, the industry has changed dramatically, including beginning in 2008 with all of this unbundling. All of the services that used to be part of the price of the ticket are now charged for separately, and it varies from airline to airline. So there is great confusion out there. Travelers are surprised at the airport when they arrive and get a fee that they didn't know about. They are unable today to comparison shop efficiently. So these rules are really important. And I would just add that consumers have no protections at the state level.
Don't you just love the Southwest Airlines commercials, though?
Oh, they are brilliant. Are you kidding me? They are brilliant.
Now, Kevin, one of the issues, though, that, and you're going to love this one here, Tom, several of these airlines, they're saying that these new rules saying that they must show all the pricing up front is a violation of their free speech.
Yes, and there used to be a politician that you'd refer to him as saying, you know, if you want to tell a lie, tell a really big one. And that is really, you know, just nonsense. It's being litigated in the courts, and the DOT has responded very well to that charge, and it's really baseless. What's important here is that consumers, since the airline industry has been deregulated, consumers have had the opportunity to comparison shop. Today, even with these new rules, consumers will not be able to comparison shop, meaning look at airline A, B, C, and D, the all-in price compared side by side, apples and apples. There is
also, Kevin, one of these new rules, real quick here, we got to throw out there. They also, the new rules also, Sybil, allows for you to change. If you make a mistake booking a ticket, mm-hmm. you say, oh, man, I meant to book it on Thursday, my flight on Thursday, but it was Wednesday. Kevin, correct me. You now are able to change that within 24 hours with no penalty.
That's correct, so long as the trip is 1 week out or longer. Mm. And it's a huge benefit because these change fees can be $150. $200, and I went through this recently myself, and it's painful.
So, again, this new Department of Transportation rules, Tom, again, several of the airlines are angry. I mean, talking about they're suing them, saying this is a violation of free speech. We shouldn't have to reveal these things. And then one of the airlines is literally, I think it's Spirit Airlines. They literally, they literally are putting on their website, these new rules are going to cost you money.
Yep.
It's pretty funny. Kevin, we certainly appreciate it, man. Thanks a lot.
Sure thing. See you guys.
All right.
Nothing like transparency.